A Florida startup company is turning organic waste products into crop fertilizer. It delivers a wide range of crop and environmental benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Where is the Pioneer Audio Tour taking me today? Right outside this secure door. Let's go inside. This is the Germplasm Library on the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. Well, it's less library and more vault. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. Ugh, and it's cold in here. 10 degrees below, to be exact. I can see my own breath. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. Together, they create a pipeline of products for maximum yield potential and consistent performance. The Germplasm Library, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
A Florida startup company called Anuvia is recycling a wide range of organic waste materials into high-value, slow-release crop fertilizers. The process creates a pound of fertilizer for each pound of material used. Compared to conventional fertilizers, a study of the product by Environmental Resources Management says this new technology will feed crops and also reduce greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are produced when nutrients in traditional fertilizer are lost as gas or vapor into the atmosphere. The EPA estimates that agriculture accounts for nearly 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. Braulio Pickman is ERM's technical director and lead author of the study. He says they assessed nutrient delivery of the product and its carbon footprint life cycle from production to use.
The quality of the land is improved, with SimTRX returning 16% organic matter back to the soil, thereby improving its health. It also reduces greenhouse gas emissions by up to 32% on the acre, depending on the crop we are dealing with. And it also will boost yield production up to 5% across all crops.
The product is applied like other dry fertilizers.
It releases 65% of its nitrogen within the first 2 or 3 weeks from application, and then the balance could be released in up to 8 weeks after application.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Anuvia's waste-to-fertilizer technology at agriculture.com.